Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
We're staying frosty tonight talking about these Denver Broncos, and do they have a shot against the Green Bay Packers? Things look a little rough. James Merrillat, 1043thefan.com, joins me now. What's up, boss?
Hey, Cecil, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, man. Now, we look forward to this game, but I guess we have to look back as well in the same breath. Do you feel like the Broncos even have a shot at Lambeau where historically, I mean, they've never won, and I think the average loss is what, 23 points? Do they? Is this just a look forward to Jacksonville if you're looking for a W?
Well, you know, am I going to pick him in the, you know, pick him this week? No, but do I think it's mission impossible? Absolutely not. I think they can go in there and win. You know, I mean, the Packers in week one, they got the win over the Bears, scored 10 whopping points. And this past week, I mean, they started great against the Vikings, put up 21 early, and then didn't do a thing after that. So, you know, they've outscored their opponents by what, 7-5, so 12 total. It's not like they're running away from people. This isn't the, you know, they're not heading into Foxborough to take on the Patriots. I'll put it that way. They're still a Packer team, still trying to kind of figure things out under Matt LaFleur. And, you know, I think that it's a defense that's still trying to kind of figure out what they're going to be, and the Broncos can hopefully have some success. And, look, with this Denver defense, even though they haven't caused turnovers, even though they haven't gotten to the quarterback yet, they have, you know, kept people relatively in check. So I think it'll be a close game, and you just need Joe Flacco and company to make a couple of plays. But, you know, if they're going to go up there and try and play conservative like they did in the first three quarters against the Bears, they're going to get beat. Rich Gangarello and company have to open things up a bit. That's putting it nicely.
Yeah, and let's hope that Garrett Bowles actually gets on track or does what he says or something like that. And I'm so glad that you picked up on this. James Merrillat, 1043thefan.com, because, James, I just talked about it in the last segment, about how Emmanuel Sanders sent a message. Now, he did it in a friendly way. We're all a band of brothers. But he also said twice that Garrett Bowles needs to understand that he's doing something wrong. And then at the end of his comment, Emmanuel Sanders said it's been going on for 2 or 3 years. You wrote about this for our website, 1043thefan.com. Headline says Emmanuel Sanders is fed up with Garrett Bowles holding penalties, too. What did you pick up on from what Sanders said?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of what you said is exactly what I picked up on it as well. I mean, obviously, he tried to be a good teammate in it by saying, hey, it's a band of brothers. But then he didn't, you know, mince words. He was very blunt about the fact that, you know, Garrett Bowles is he's making mistakes. He's holding guys. He's not getting picked on. It's not officials that are out to get him. He's doing things wrong, and he needs to do them right. And he also said, you know, look, I've talked to him. Teammates have talked to him. Coaches have talked to him. At some point, you know, Garrett Bowles, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, Garrett Bowles needs to get it and figure out that he's doing something wrong and start listening to people, because he's been doing it his whole career. Nothing's getting better. If anything, it's getting worse, Cecil. He got called for 14 penalties, roughly, the first year, 14 the second year. He's already been called 6 times or had 6 of them this year. We're 2 games in, so it's trending in the wrong direction. I thought it was perfect how Emmanuel Sanders handled it. He's a veteran on this team. He's a leader on the offense. He's one of the few guys that's still on the full roster that's here for Super Bowl 50, believe it or not. And he came out and called out a teammate in about the nicest way you can do it, and I thought he was spot on. He was 100% accurate in what he had to say about Garrett Bowles, because the biggest problem Garrett Bowles has right now is Garrett Bowles. He doesn't think he's doing things wrong. He thinks he's getting picked on. And until you come to the realization that, hey, I have a problem, you're never going to get any better. So I think his teammate was trying to do him a solid today, and I applauded Emmanuel Sanders for what he said.
Yeah, Sanders said it in a nice team-friendly way, but he also was incredibly honest, so it's refreshing. Check it out, 1043thefan.com, and read James's work about how Emmanuel Sanders is fed up with Garrett Bowles holding penalties, too. Now, James, I've often shared my opinion on social networking, like Twitter, I think, is the greatest invention of mankind and the downfall of our society. But I'm seeing on social networking, mostly from Broncos homers, but maybe also from some quote-unquote reporters or even analysts, who say we're being too hard on Garrett Bowles. Some even specifically targeting us at the Fan. They're being too hard. Mark Schlereth's being too hard on Garrett Bowles. I can't make Garrett Bowles a sympathetic character, but I ask you, my friend, are we being too hard on him, or are we merely observing and reporting what we see as the truth?
No, we're not being too hard on him. Look, I think Mark Schlereth has been as critical as anybody of Garrett Bowles, and his criticism is harsh, and he doesn't have, really much optimism that it's going to get better for Bowles. Okay, I mean, I don't think that's unfair. I don't think it's mean-spirited. I think it's just his honest assessment of what he's seen in two-plus seasons, and I think he's entitled to that opinion. I'm not that much further away from kind of that harsh reality that Mark is. So, no, people aren't being too hard. I mean, he's a professional football player. He's counting $6 million against the cap this year. If you're going out there and you're getting called for so many penalties that it's becoming laughable, that the announcers are beginning to chuckle about it, the fans are booing, and at some point it's becoming comical even to them, I don't think people are being too hard on him. It's not his first game. It's not his second game. It's the second game of year three. At this point, you can't keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again when you're a professional football player. So, I'm very understanding of kids in high school that make mistakes and even college kids who make mistakes. Once you start cashing checks, it's a different set of rules. And look, nobody's perfect. They're human beings. They're going to mess up. But you can't make the same mistakes over and over and over again. And there are two things to get Garrett Bowles in trouble with people and why he's getting criticized. One, he keeps making the same mistakes over and over and over again. But two, he keeps making excuses for it. He keeps saying, I don't think I'm old in these instances. He's insinuating he's getting picked on. People don't want to hear that at this point. They just want Garrett Bowles to fix the problem. And anything short of that is going to fall on deaf ears. But no, people aren't being too harsh. That's not personal. I mean, I heard Kyle Clark commentary on 9 News, and he's 100% right. Garrett Bowles may be a bad left tackle. He's not a bad guy.
Right.
Very true. But nobody booed him on Sunday because he's a bad father, a bad husband, a bad person, a bad guy in the Starbucks line. That's not why anybody was booing him. They were booing him because he was doing a bad job of playing left tackle. And I think that's fair when you're playing at that level and making that kind of money.
Fantastic. Check out James Merrillat at 1043thefan.com. And, well, James, we'll keep everybody covered, right? And then some.
That's right. That's right. We're all over it. You got your piece out there tomorrow. I got a column coming out tomorrow. So everybody make sure they check it out at 1043thefan.com.
All right. Be good, James. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Hazel.
All right. There we have him. James Merrillat, 1043thefan.com. I urge you to go read his latest on our website, Emmanuel Sanders, fed up with Garrett Bowles holding penalties too, and it's fine.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.